Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America and the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the internet and on the satellite, streaming live and online. And a special shout out goes out to our military men and women for listening to us wherever you're at, plus to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911. Dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers. Also, a special shout out goes to all of our roughnecks working on all those oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, the northern tundra of the U.S., and of course, to the Aramco oil workers over in Saudi Arabia, too, tuning in and listening to us. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, as promised, I have a special caller on the line right now, and it's Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana. What's the weather like up there?
Wet snow, lots of it.
Yeah.
And tonight, it's supposed to start dropping tonight into Friday, so I figure all this wet snow is going to freeze, and it's going to be like concrete.
Yeah.
We got the schools closed up here, with county schools. City schools are running on a two-hour delay.
Well, I will tell you, over your left shoulder up towards the north and the west of Chicago, you got really cold wind chill coming your way, below zero temperatures in that area.
Yeah, it was supposed to last like one day.
That's right.
We're supposed to be up near 41, which is kind of warm for this time of year on Saturday. It doesn't help at all if you have sinus problems.
All right, well, let me set this up, what it is we're talking about here, because I got 41 seconds left of Congresswoman Tlaib talking to Mr. Powell from the Federal Reserve, and here's what she had to say to him about bailing out cities.
What I believe is that that's not a job for the Fed. The Fed has a particular role and particular authorities, and you know, lending to state and local governments and supporting them when they're in bankruptcy is not part of our mandate.
We're going to strongly disagree. I do believe you do have the authority. Now, you've mentioned that in the face of another financial crisis, you would use the same tools of expanding the balance sheet and purchasing long-term bonds. In other words, more of the same, correct?
Yes.
Now, she tried to put him on the spot by saying that the Fed needs to step in and bail out all these cities that are failing. Well, how about the cities that are failing? Why don't you find out why you failed to begin with, number one? And number two, get rid of the problem this year, the people that are running the show.
Well, that's always the problem with big blue cities. You know, they always had political machines. It was always paying your cronies off. It was always giving your army job. They were more concerned with internal politics than they were trying to run a city in the right way. Very little transparency. You know, Detroit has went from 1.6 million people in 1960 to less than 600,000 now.
Mm-hmm.
And their streets, their road, everything was built for 1.6 million. They still have a police department that is made for 1.6 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got less than 600,000. The fire department was the same way. There was a lot of costs that were there that nobody could afford, especially somebody like Detroit. You know, Detroit's often called Motor City, Arsenal of Democracy. Well, they had other industries in there that kind of kept it afloat in recessionary times when the auto industry was on the slide. They used to have a pharmaceutical. Park Davis was there. They were one of the four brewing cities, you know, Detroit, Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis. That's gone now. That industry has changed. You know, they're not much of anything. They keep looking back at the past. They can't see the future. Nobody wants to drive into Detroit and live there anymore. It's dangerous. I mean, parts of Detroit, there's a part of Detroit that's bigger than the town I live in. It's abandoned.
Yeah.
You know, they've taken the street lights.
They've also taken the drug houses, the crack houses, when they located them, tore them all down. So you got vacant lots in some of these places where there's just nothing there but an open field.
Oh, now they have pheasants, deer, the Detroit River, some of those industrial canals have beaver and river otters in it now. You know, the nature's kind of taken back over. You don't want to be in that town during Halloween either.
Now, what got your attention was when she talked about people lost their pensions, this, that, and the other. Now, I thought about that for a second after you and I talked about that during the break. I'll give you an example. I went from upstate New York down to Syracuse, New York, down to New York City. And towards the end of my career, they were negotiating some pretty good pensions for the firefighters. Now, I started at $5,750 a year. People can't even begin to fathom that this year. But that is what we got paid years ago because firefighters and police officers just, you know, they all had to work all these extra jobs and whatnot. We call it moonlighting. But when we finally got a pension, they negotiated such that some of the pensions were more than the taxes that came in. We ran into that. And the last contract I went through, because I was one of the people on the union board that was reviewing it, we had to give back 2% to the city on what we wanted to have. So we took 2% less, but nobody lost their pension. And that's what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, because I heard her say that.
Yeah.
That some of the municipal employees lost their pension. No one in Detroit lost their pension when they went through bankruptcy. Most had to give back 3%. And some of these people were making the same amount of money a month that they were making as an employee.
You want to hang on because we're going to break. We'll be right back. Hang on. I'll be right back to you. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. If you want to chime in on this conversation, folks, again, Tlaib sat right there, lied right in plain sight. Nobody called her on it. Nobody called her on it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. And let me ask you a question. How much pain is too much pain? And if you're in pain right now, and maybe you have been for a while, is $19.95 too much to spend to see if you can get out of pain? Well, that's why Relief Factor is doing so well nationally, because the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot decided to discount the cost of a three-week quick start, regularly $64.95, to only $19.95. Now, they do this because, in my case, here on the radio show, they tell me that about 80% of the people who order the three-week quick start go on to order more. Now, that's a good thing, because it's worked for me for 3 years and 10 months, and I swear by it. Now, the website to go and check out, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or if you go just to see one of those ads or hear somebody calling in and it says, how did you hear about us? Tell them the captain sent you. That'll work, too. But if you go to that website, relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the three-week quick start, you'll know what I know, and you'll know what tens of thousands of other people know, too, about keeping your pain under check. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. First of all, we got Dan and Man in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
Now, hang on, because we got Ian that's on the phone here. He wants to make a comment as to what we were talking about. Okay, so Ian, go ahead.
I want to make three quick points. First, I agree with everything he's saying, and you can take what he's saying and apply it to Philly, Chester, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. North New Jersey, Camden, Bridgeport, Connecticut, et al. This thing is replicating us. This thing is replicating and been replicating this disease of, I don't know what it is, fantastic and corporal liberalism has been replicating itself for basically the last 55 years.
Mm-hmm.
So everything he's saying about Detroit is true and can be applied to other cities. But
right.
I suspect that the reason why Powell or nobody called police out, because the old adage, sometimes it's just not worth arguing with idiots and fools because you got nothing to gain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And plus, they probably were afraid they were going to be called racist. But my real comment is, if you listen to what she said, she don't know it, but she just basically revealed the entire Democrat economic agenda, i.e. print more money. Mm-hmm. Typical third world mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't hear anything about production, increasing production. Didn't hear anything about cutting the budget. Didn't hear anything about fiscal reforms. Didn't hear about anything about getting with 21st century economics. No.
Mm-hmm.
Print more money. That's what she was asking for. She mm-hmm. basically is saying, hey, Fed, print money and hand it over to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Zimbabwe and all these other countries went bankrupt. That's what we're up against. These
okay.
people don't even have a basic understanding of economics, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, and Dan, you and I were kind of talking about this a little bit, but we were also talking about the fact that, well, they're under that dome in Washington, D.C. They can say anything they want. They can pretty much
lie as much as they want.
Yep.
They can exaggerate as much as they
mm-hmm.
want.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it.
That's correct.
That's the way our government is. You know, democracy's like making sausage. It might be good, but you don't want to see it made. And that is the sausage capital of the world right there. They don't call it pork barrel politics for nothing. And when you have somebody like Tlaib who says that they've taken it away, it's scare tactics. You find that with liberals a lot. When they don't have nothing else to stand on, they're going to exaggerate and exaggerate greatly or just outright lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a municipal employee in Detroit that lost their pension. Not one. You had to give back $3. 3%,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And that was to save everybody. Detroit itself, as a city government, just the city government, they always had a hard time formulating budgets, yearly budgets for the city. Because Detroit, this is how outdated it is. It has 110 bargaining units and municipal employees. They have to negotiate with 110 different unions. Their employees, municipal employees, are divided up among all these diverse unions there. That's almost impossible to do. And they just kind of estimated highball, and everybody was satisfied with it. Well, you know, it's coming back now. Kind of what Ian said when he called. You know, the thing with liberals, they can only see an upside. They never see the downside. And
mm-hmm.
that's scary. And you're seeing a lot of the downside now. Because there's no way, once you build something, you got to maintain it. I don't want the Fed at all involved in municipal bonds or municipal governance, because that should be a local problem. That should be a state problem or a state function, a local function, not put at the door of the Federal Reserve. Because like you said, I know what they want. They want to put more money up to cover their butts back home, because it's still a machine there.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't had a decent mayor for years. Coleman Young was the godfather of Detroit.
Right.
You know, he bloodsucked that city out of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, they've tried to be on their feet, but everything always reverts back to the auto industry. And like you said, Camden and New Brunswick and Jersey City, or, you know, there's we said offline, Chicago's day of reckoning is coming very quick.
Well, let's talk about why. Because the blacks are doing much, much better under President Donald Trump. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So aren't the Latinos. And most of them, well, I don't know about most of them, that's a wrong term. A lot of them live in the inner cities, correct?
Correct, but you know what? They're highly mobile. They came here and they started businesses. They didn't sit around waiting for a government check. They wanted their kids to get good education. You know, they worked hard. And, you know, you see that. The housing projects are something not known to Hispanics. And, you know, that sense of entrepreneurship, inner city people don't seem like they even want to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost two or three generations since the conception of the Great Society. They're used to it now. It's a handout. You see it all the time. This is bred itself from one generation to the next. You have to break the cycle. I don't know if you can, because the Democrats use it as political leverage. Hey, you want your government check taken away? well, vote in a Republican. And they go into the inner cities and they say that stuff. And that's awful hard to beat. They know that they built the system. Great Society programs was built to benefit Democrat senators and congressmen. It was to keep the Democrats in power. And so far, it's done a pretty decent job. But we'll see this fall if they can still continue to do it. I think it'll be close, but they might. Trump may have a decent shot at getting 28 to 35% of the African American vote, and that's going to depend on where it's at. But I think someplace like Detroit, maybe. But you know, Chicago, Cleveland, parts of the Northeast, probably not as well. Probably it'll be traditional. Philadelphia.
They said he couldn't win Pennsylvania, and he did.
Yeah, but I can tell you this, that they knew he was going to. I think people took him lightly in Pennsylvania. And for a long time, Pennsylvania was fool's gold for Republicans. About 2 weeks before the election, it would kind of turn on Republicans. But I think if they thought he was going to win that, I think they would have stuffed those ballot boxes so full, it wouldn't even have been a close race. They know he won it. They're ticked off at that, and I think that's the one state he probably can't recarry. Because Philadelphia will have a million more votes than they have people voting this next time around. They can keep that in the Democrat column. And there's not much the feds can do about it. In 2016, most people in Pennsylvania knew that Clinton had a connection there. Clinton's always did well there. You know, they didn't take Trump seriously. Then they didn't, and they tried to keep it honest for once because they didn't think they had to worry about it. This time they know they have to. And I think you'll see that around Philadelphia. There's going to be a lot of illegal activity as it comes to voting in that city against Trump.
They are aware of that. They are aware of some of what's going on. I've seen a lot of different directives going on back and forth, some of which maybe I wasn't supposed to when it comes to the election bureaus and whatnot, and what they're looking for. And I just think that they'll have a better handle on the people that are trying to do what they call voter harvesting, which is illegal in most states.
Well, remember, that was also a couple of...
ballot harvesting, there we go.
Yeah, ballot... 08, that was where you had the new Black Panther Party intimidating white voters.
Yep.
And then after the election, Obama didn't do anything about it.
Yep.
Holder didn't do anything about it. You'll see a lot of that this time around again.
All right, hold that thought, because we've got to take a break, and I want to thank you very much for coming on and enlightening the audience, because it's always a pleasure, my friend.
Well, thank you, and I will talk to you next week.
All right, stay warm.
Okay.
Hi, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, where it's going to be cold as a well digger's buck, snow on the ground. Going to freeze the snow. Catwoman and Road Dogg are headed back that way. Oh, boy. I'll be right back, too. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republicans in Congress are pushing aside calls to investigate possible political interference at the Justice Department. The reaction comes after the agency asked for a lighter prison term for President Trump's longtime advisor, Roger Stone. Senator Elizabeth Warren added her take.
We are watching a descent into authoritarianism.
The Trump administration said there was absolutely no retaliation against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, who were removed from their White House jobs last week in fallout from President Trump's impeachment acquittal. Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown.
The President of the United States did learn a lesson. The lesson, he can do whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, he can abuse his office. He'll never, ever be held accountable by this Senate. That was the lesson.
This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315.
941-3381. Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this is our first military and veterans news report for the morning, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Easy to find. Check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Bo will be in the house in the hour number 4. Check him out then. Get your questions ready for him, too. In the meantime, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and the other one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida market. Now, check them out online by going to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and while you're there, take a look at what they have to offer at either one of those campuses, and then give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080. I'll repeat that again. 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour of one of their facilities, whichever one is closest to you. either the one in Concord, Mass., or the one in Clearwater, Florida. Concord just outside Boston, Clearwater here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. You'll be glad you did. You'll find out a lot about them. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I was starting over again, 40 hours a week, $60,000 a year, no brain deal to me. I'd be doing that in a heartbeat. If I was starting over again, I'd be doing that in a heartbeat. So there you go. Now, the Philippines have announced the United States of their intent to end the major security pact that we've had with them for some number of years, but the latest one that we signed just a little while ago was for 69 years. And the Philippines notified the United States that it would end a major security pact allowing American forces to train in the country. And in the most serious threat under President Rodrigo Duterte, to their 69-year treaty allowance. Now, I don't know about you, but if they don't want us there, too bad, so sad, because I know they got problems, and I know he wants to be the big boy. He's got his big boy pants on again, and he's trying to be all things to all people across the region. They got this fight going on with China about who owns what in the South China Sea and whose island's this and whose island's that. Well, if you're the Philippines, you don't want to take on China. Also, the U.S. and the Taliban may be close to a reduction in violence agreement, may be close to that agreement. Now, President Donald Trump and his national security advisor said that they are cautiously optimistic that there could be a U.S. agreement with the Taliban over the next days or few weeks, but a withdrawal of American forces is not imminent, nor is it going to happen anytime soon. Also, in the grand scheme of things, is the military doing enough to look for signs of white nationalism in their ranks? That's a question that was asked by some of the senators and congressmen the past few days. Now, those lawmakers are questioning whether or not military officials are taking the issue of white nationalism and extremism in the ranks as a serious threat, noting that the Pentagon has spent little time tracking the issue, despite indications it's getting worse. Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but we do know that it does exist on some basis. Yes, that is definitely true. And by the way, as China expands their navy, the U.S. has begun stockpiling ship-killing missiles. Now, the stunning growth of the Chinese fleet over the past decade has prompted the U.S. Navy to plan a full-on buying spree of ship-killing missiles over the next 5 years, according to projections in the Sea Service's fiscal year 2021 budget documents. And that, again, is easy to understand. And the president has suggested that the Army should punish Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, the officer who testified in the impeachment inquiry, for violating military protocol, something which he did do. Now, I do know Lieutenant Colonel Vindman and his brother, also a lieutenant colonel, but he's a JAG officer in the reserve, Alexander Vindman, the one we're talking about, his regular army. And I do know that they are looking to reassign him. His tour was up with the National Security Council in the White House anyway, as of the end of next month. They just moved him out of there 1 month early. He may be getting R&R for all I know right now. Or he may be gearing up to go back on active duty somewhere, perhaps overseas, and not in the Pentagon. We'll see. Now, speaking of overseas operations, with limited resources, the U.S. military has been shifting their strategy from degrading militants in West Africa to containment. Violence by militant groups in West Africa has spiked some 250% over the last 2 years, but constrained resources and manpower has pushed the U.S. military to switch their strategies from degrading terror groups to containment. This according to the recent Inspector General report. And reconstruction and stabilization efforts in Afghanistan have resulted in more than 200 troop deaths. Now, the reconstruction and stabilism activities in Afghanistan from 2002 to 2018 resulted in thousands of casualties, including hundreds of American soldiers. Just doesn't seem to want to work, so why do we keep trying it? Well, I guess because we can. And the U.S. is trying to seek help from NATO to counter the Islamic State. U.S. Defense Secretary Mike Esper said he's looking to NATO allies for more help countering the Islamic State extremist group in Iraq and in bolstering U.S. defense efforts in the Middle East more broadly. Because ISIS, even though they're gone out of the caliphate area, they're still around in terms of being scattered all across Iraq, parts of Syria. By the way, they also have found their way over to Libya, which is another mess, big time mess. Stars and Stripes. Anybody that's in the military knows what Stars and Stripes is. It's an independent military newspaper for service members, which is subsidized by the Pentagon. It's now at risk of losing millions of dollars in federal funding in federal year budget year 2021, going under the by way of the budget chopping acts, if you will. Now, this is not because of anything that President Donald Trump has done. This is instead because of what has happened with the budget that was put in place by the prior administration, because they put their budgets far out. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. I got about a minute here. Okay, Eric in Seminole, you got about a minute.
Yeah, Roger that, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, you're talking about stabilization and reconstruction activities downrange Afghanistan stuff.
Yep, yep.
Here's tie this in. Who was the general officer in charge of the Defense Intelligence Agency during the Obama administration who wrote white papers saying, basically outing the, ne'er-do-wells or the admin types that were modifying intelligence reports, skewing numbers, so that it made the Obama administration to include even the Bush administration to look good?
That was Lieutenant General Mike Flynn.
Absolutely. So that's all tied into this. Now, you know, again, I'm not privy to any of the actual, you know, white paper writings and stuff, but that's the intel community that actually, why do you think that's one of the reasons, in my opinion, why the Afghanistan's gone on so long is because you have, how should I say, leave it like Homer said it. Leave war to the warriors and council to the council.
All right, gotta go. Thank you, Eric. All right. I wish you'd called a little bit earlier. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. But anyway, I'll be right back. Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
A little lady in a cruiser is running to the fire, running through the fire. They're starting out the Truckers Highway and Bible Report segment here second one in the morning. All righty, well, Denise Simon right around the corner, but right now let's get to the weather because we have got a mess out there, especially to the north and across parts of the southeast and middle Atlantic. We got a strong storm that's continuing across the eastern U.S. Before it ends sometime late Thursday into Friday morning, and heavy rain and flooding is right now occurring from saturated areas in the south all the way up into the Ohio Valley, up as far as the southern part of Ohio. Now, a few severe thunderstorms were forecast across the southeast, but there's also a large area of snow. Now, you heard Dan talk about they had snow, a lot of snow, and the temperatures were going to drop, and that snow was going to freeze and be around for a while. What we got now with the snow is in the northeastern part of Missouri, the southeastern part of Iowa, across most of Illinois, the leeward side of Wisconsin, up around Green Bay, up there in the northeastern part of Minnesota, and the upper peninsula of Michigan, we've got snow. And then that snow continues across half of Indiana to include where Dan's at, Lafayette, Indiana. Then it kind of narrows down and goes up along Lake Erie, both I-80 and I-90 in Ohio, inundated with snow tonight. Also, Erie, Pennsylvania, and Pennsylvania, I-80 all the way across to Snowshoe, snow. Then across the northern part of Pennsylvania and most of upstate New York, you've got snow all the way across I-90, over to Syracuse, I-81 from Pennsylvania on up from the Poconos. It's snowing in the Poconos all the way up to the Canadian border. I-87 from about Catskill all the way up to the Canadian border. Snow in Vermont, snow in Connecticut, snow in Massachusetts, snow in Maine, snow in Rhode Island around the higher elevations of Rhode Island, and then rain and lots of it with flood conditions in some areas, West Virginia, southern part of Ohio, the eastern half of Kentucky, the mountains of Virginia, the eastern half of Tennessee, the mountains of North Carolina, mountains of South Carolina, and the northwestern and northern part of Georgia, all the way up to Knoxville, Tennessee, and then across most of the northern part of Alabama, certainly to include Birmingham in the mix there, and then coming over into Mississippi. If you're on I-20, you'll be in it all the way across to the Louisiana state line, and then you should run out of it. Now, we do have fog down below in the lower end across I-10 on the Gulf area from somewhere around just a little bit east of Tallahassee all the way across and over to New Orleans tonight, patchy fog. Some areas are thick. Some areas are not. And then one other little area of disturbed weather tonight, northern New Mexico, right there along the border with Colorado, you've got some snow, and that's about it for the weather as we look at it right now. Now, keep in mind the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by your Pilot Travel Center or Flying J Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because you're liable to find a Arby's, you could find a McDonald's, you could find a Wendy's, in a Pilot Travel Center or a Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Might even find a Dunkin' Donuts, full-service Dunkin' Donuts there, too, with their full menu in a Pilot Travel Center. And, of course, the Flying J's with the sit-down restaurants, the Denny's, the Huddle House restaurants, and the Moe's Southwest Grill restaurants. Now, don't forget that you go in there, tell them the captain sent you, and you're going to wind up with a nice, free, hot cup of coffee for sure. All right, now, while we're waiting for Denise Simon to come in, I want to remind everybody of the Two Guys Gun Show coming up again Saturday up at Oldsmar, the Oldsmar Flea Market. I will be there with the lovely Susie Q Saturday from 9 to 3. Gun show both days, 9 to 5. And stop by Oldsmar Flea Market. Their address, 180 Racetrack Road in Oldsmar. Look forward to seeing you there. All right, here we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what the biggest story is to talk about. There's certainly plenty to talk about, but this DOJ thing has got a lot of people calling for Bill Barr's resignation. I think they're all barking up the wrong tree. Some of them are saying that the Attorney General did not have the authority to do what he did. I say he does. What say you?
He absolutely has the authority. Absolutely. Now, I poked around yesterday to see what normal sentencing is for what is known as witness tampering. And it ranges from being either a misdemeanor or a felony based on the depth of the witness tampering. I mean, you can witness tamper by physically threatening somebody. You can try to extort them, you know, all kinds of things. Or you can just go to them and say, you know, for the sake of whatever, I need for you to say this, this, and this. So it depends upon how a witness was tampered with and the extent of the lie that he told to Congress. Okay, given all that, it would fit into a bucket of either a misdemeanor or a felony. Even if it's a felony, it appears that 2 years and a $2,000 fine is the normal range of a sentence, if they sentence them at all. Because normally in a case, witness tampering is a small part of the rest of the case, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
Sometimes they don't even bother with witness tampering.
Right.
So, now we have a new condition here, because it seems as though that the jury foreman was very anti-Trump, anti-Stone.
He was posting on social media during the time he was on the jury.
She.
Oh, well, but during the time that she was on the jury.
Before, during, and after.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. As it appears, a few others were.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kind of isolated with some good research. We wouldn't have known this had this person apparently not gone on CNN. And so apparently there's now some scrutiny being made to other members of the jury. And let's also forget that the judge was an Obama appointee.
Grounds for a mistrial right there, big time. All right, hold the thought. All right, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back right after your stations identify themselves. You hear the news, and they pay a few of their bills. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.